For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull. Oregon's gubernatorial candidates faced off in their final debate last night. Incumbent Democrat Kate Brown and Republican State Representative Newt Bueller clashed over housing, taxes, abortion, the state sanctuary law, the death penalty. You get the gist. KLCC's Dirk Vanderhart was there and joins us now. Good day, Dirk.
Hey, Brian.
Dirk, this was the final time Governor Brown and Representative Bueller debated each other in what polls and experts suggest is a close race. And you could tell in the tone and substance they disagreed on a lot of issues, including the broader question of how Oregon is doing. How do they each describe the current state of Oregon?
You know, Newt Bueller is the Republican challenger here, and it is incumbent on him, and it is probably going to help him if he sees the glass half empty, essentially, in Oregon. He is painting the state as a scene of disarray, essentially. He points to issues like the education system, which has low graduation and test rates. He says the homelessness problem has got out of control under Governor Brown. And he points to the foster care system, which has had a lot of challenges itself. To Representative Bueller, this is a dire time in the state. Kate Brown is more positive. She acknowledges that there are real issues here, but she says that she is the person to turn things around. For education, for instance, she notes that graduation rates have improved. She says she's building more affordable housing than we were a while ago, and she's working to address the root causes of this foster care challenges. So she wants voters to believe that she really has this under control, and if they stick with her for four more years, we'll be well on our way.
There was something of a third person looming over this debate, President Donald Trump. Where do these candidates stand on his leadership?
Well, both candidates criticized Donald Trump, though, in some starkly different ways. I mean, Kate Brown has built a lot of her campaign on the Stop Trump movement. She thinks that she can be a bulwark against some of the things the president is doing in Oregon. But Newt Bueller also is critical. I mean, they both have been critical of the president's environmental agenda, though in some different ways. They've both been critical of his immigration agenda, and they've both said that the president is overly divisive. Bueller last night specifically mentioned the president's tweets as things that probably don't help the national discourse. Bueller, as a moderate Republican, is not very keen on pointing out ways that he agrees with the president. He most often talks about his disagreements. Brown is a bit sharper on this.
Governor Brown has continued the death penalty moratorium put in place by her predecessor, John Kitzhaber. She was asked whether she would commute the sentences of the 35 current death row inmates. What was the answer, Dirk?
The answer was no. Brown plans to continue the moratorium, but will not commute the sentences. At least that's what she indicated last night. Meanwhile, Bueller says he will resume executions in the state if he is elected.
Abortion has been a big topic of conversation in this contest, at least judging by TV ads. But this was the first time it came up in any real detail in a debate. Representative Bueller says he's pro-choice. Kate Brown says he's not. Did we get any more clarity last night?
Not really. I mean, this is the conversation we've been having for weeks and months, but we had not talked about it in a debate. You're right. Bueller says the state's immigration laws are not going to change. He will not pare back the abortion protections that we have. Brown frequently points to the fact he opposed a 2017 bill that extended abortion coverage to every woman in Oregon. And she's been hammering away at this issue that he is inconsistent on this position. Here's what she said about it last night.
Representative Bueller tells some voters one thing and other voters another. Unfortunately, that game won't work tonight because the whole state is watching.
Bueller, it will not surprise you to know, says Brown is misrepresenting his positions, and he actually had a bit of a response to Kate Brown last night. Here's what he said.
It's all about politics. Governor Brown knows that when people in Oregon understand that I'm pro-choice, I'm moderate, and I'm an independent-minded Republican, she is quite likely to lose this election.
And we should note that every poll we've seen suggests this race is really close right now.
Now, a new report out this week suggests the world is in deep trouble as the climate continues to change. Brown and Bueller were both asked about state efforts. What did they say?
They diverge, I think, in a very important way on environmental issues. They agree on a lot, but in the year to come, the Oregon legislature is expected to take up a bill that would cap carbon emissions in the state. And they're expected to look at that seriously and even pass it. But Bueller does not support that. He has essentially promised to veto this bill if he is governor. Last night, he called it a $1.4 billion sales tax on energy. Brown supports the policy, so if she is reelected, it seems likely we will see something like that go forward.
This debate was produced by KGW and the Oregonian, but there were several questions from voters. One was about how much leeway parents should get when it comes to when and whether their children are vaccinated. B Diller is a physician, but he gave a surprising response, I understand.
He did. He is a orthopedic surgeon, as you mentioned, but he says he supports Oregon laws that allow parents to opt out of vaccinations that are recommended by doctors. That's a policy that alarms public health officials who worry about diseases like measles or whooping cough. But, you know, Bueller says he thinks parents should have the choice. Brown suggested that Oregon's policies are actually maybe too loose on this.
That's KLCC political reporter Dirk Vanderhart on the last gubernatorial debate held last night. For more coverage of the 2018 campaigns, visit our website, klcc.org.